What does that word mean? You don't know. Go to the supermarket, right? So Passover section, Passover. In English, you go to any supermarket in America. Month before this, half the supermarkets, the Passover sections. Multi-billion-dollar industry. But they got it wrong. You have to call the merchandising department, or they may have gotten it wrong. Because there are two other meanings to Pesach. And Rashi adopts one, and then doesn't really arrive at the other, but the other one is in the Medrash, and it's been stated by a lot of people, very little tradition today, but you know, no one has spoken about it, but it's all over the Medrash as well. Okay, so let's start with Rashi. Where does the word Pesach appear for the first time? I'm going to use my... So the word Pesach appears for the first time in the section of HaChodesh Zeh Lechem, in which the halachos of the Karban Pesach and of that night are delivered. Pasuk Yud Aleph. So it takes 11 psukim for the word Pesach to appear. A little bit suspenseful. V'kacha tachlu oso, masnechem chagurim, na'alechem v'raglechem, makelchem b'yedchem, v'achaltem oso b'chipazon, Pesach Hu LaHashem. So here we go. The first time the word Pesach appears. Pesach Hu LaHashem. So Rashi doesn't miss an opportunity to explain what a Pesach is. HaKorban Hu Kari Pesach Hashem Hadiluk V'HaPesicha. Rashi very often when he's explaining one word, he says the word along with another word. If you know what it means Diluk. Hadiluk V'HaPesicha. It's a very interesting educational tool. Say two words together. One word that you don't know and you're trying to explain, or you know but trying to explain, and the other word you do is called analogy. Like it's a fantastic teaching tool, and Rashi is really the one who knows it first, but one who uses it very often. Shekodesh Baruch Hu Midalek Bate Yisrael Mibein Bate Mitzrim Vekofetz Mimitzri Lemitzri VYisrael Emtzai Nimlat V'Atem Lesuch Obor Esav Shem Shem. So that's the classic shot. Mitzri house, Mitzri, Jew in the middle, Hashem leaps. Hashem's a long-distance leaper. And he leaps over the Jewish homes, the Olympics today. He leaps over, track team, leaps over the Jewish homes, and therefore Pesach is called Hashem HaDilog V'HaPesicha. Now Rashi, in the end, throws in another little word. Okay, well, not here yet. This is here in this Rashi. See when this Rashi begun. No, not in this Rashi. Okay, that is the first time the word Pesach appears, and Rashi takes a shot of Diluk. The next time that the word Pesach appears, I thought I had it before. Right, Pesach Chaf Gimel. So it's the next, it's a little bit later, it's the Pesach Chaf Gimel. V'yavar Hashem l'ngofes Mitzrayim, v'ra'as Adam al ha-mashkof, v'yal shtei ha-mezuzos, Ufasach Hashem al haPesach. So it sounds the same thing. You're skipping over the Pesach. The Rashi here quotes a different shot. V'chamal v'yesh lomar v'dileg. So Rashi quotes the second version of Pesach, not leaping over, but having rachmanis. Where does he get that from? It's hard to know. He doesn't quote any etymology anywhere in Tanakh where the word Pesach means v'chamal. Is it a little bit of phonetics, chas and pesach, if you take the ches and the samach? Is that where he's getting from, the chamal? You have that in the medrash, the word pesach turns into the word bechas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't just leap over the homes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on the people. Now, it gets very interesting. I can't find this Rashi now, I found it before. It gets very interesting. Here's the Rashi. Ufasachti. Not when he explains the word Pesach, but this is I'm going backwards a little bit to Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ya Adam lachem li'os al batim, asher atem sham v'isyes Adam ufasachti alechem v'lo yebechem negev l'mashchis bakosi be'eretz Mitzrayim. So there Rashi, again, quotes both meanings. V'chem lasi, I will have rachmanis. And how does he know the word Pesach means chem lasi? So he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, which he's going to get back to. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, ironically, is chiding the Jewish people, don't rely on Egyptians, don't rely on their horses, they're all empty, they're all meaningless, I will protect Yerushalayim, and I will protect Har Tzion, and I will hover above it. Keep that in mind. Kitzi Parim Afos, Kein Yagein Hashem Tzvakos al Yerushalayim, I'll protect Yerushalayim. Ganon V'Hitzil, protected and saved. Pasoach V'Himlit. Pei Samech Vav Ches, Pasoach V'Himlit, protected and escaped. So it sounds like Hashem is being very merciful and protecting us. So Rashi says that may be a, doesn't explain yet how. How does the word Pesach mean care and mercy? But evidently there's some base etymology of the word Pesach based on the Pesach in Yeshaya, Pesach v'hilit, that you'll be protected and you'll be shown mercy. But then Rashi goes back to his previous pshat and he says, Kol Pesicha, Lashon Dilug, V'kfitza, Ufasachti, Midaleg, Mibate Yisrael, Abate Mitzrayim. He quotes another implementation of the word Pesach in Tanakh, in Melachim Aleph, where Elio chides the Nevi'im, Ad Masai Atem Posechim Al Shtei HaSeipim, how long will you be jumping on two sides of the fence, which we'll see what that means. And then he gets back to Yeshaya, well, if Pesach means leaping and skipping, how does it mean leaping and skipping in Yeshaya? There it's about a bird hovering over, protecting Ganon V'Yitzil Pesach V'Himlit. So Rashi says, V'chein Pesach V'Himlit, the pasuk in Yeshaya, midalgo umimalto mibein hamumsin. Hashem is not skipping over Har Tzion. Hashem is lifting up Har Tzion from all the dead. There's dead, dead, dead. There's a lot of wars going on in Har Tzion. Hashem lifts the people in Har Tzion, and he protects them from being killed. So not that Hashem leaps over the mountains, but Hashem is midalgo. Hashem helps us leap over death. Midalgo. So Rashi quotes two pshats. One on understanding the dominant one is the leaping over. The second is showing mercy. And it's not clear how Pesach means showing mercy. Now, in the Medrash, and this is something that a lot of people have spoken about, there seems to be a third meaning which complements the meaning of leaping over. The word Piseach, which is where the word Pesach comes from, means, so it's good, guys, guys. Just make sure if your parents buy you some Ragalak today, okay? Just make sure. Har, far is it, okay? And some ice cups, okay? Okay.
See, pass them generationally.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Okay. The word Pesach means someone who's lame, someone that can't walk well. Everyone look at me. I will mimic the walk of someone who's lame. Look at my head, don't look at my feet. Someone who's very lame who can hardly walk. I'm actually moving, but it looks like I'm hovering. It looks like I'm remaining in place. So the word Pesach means someone who's lame. And the word Pesach means Hashem that night hovered over the houses of the Jews. Why would he hover over the Jewish homes? Because they brought a carpet and they put the dam with the Mizbeach. And what was the Mizbeach? The house, as the Gemara Mesachim says. Ala mashkof yashdem mezuzos v'su latzarach. That was the Zrikas Adam. What happens when you bring the carbon? Hashem comes. It's Gilui Shlina. So the first function of the word Pesach is Hashem hovers. In that pasuk that Rashi quotes about Elio, he's not rebuking the prophets for jumping from side to side. He's rebuking them for hovering on each side. You want to dance in two weddings. Ad masaya tem poschim al shtei asaipim. How long will you be on both sides? If you jump on both sides of the fence, you're fickle. If you hover on both sides of the fence, you're deplicious. He's saying, how long will you be trying to both? They were not fickle. They wanted to worship Hashem and worship Nevi'i Baal. They wanted to have both. Ad masaya tem poschim al shtei hasipim. How long will you be on both sides? The first function of the word Pesach is hovering over, and that night Hashem hovered over our homes because it was Gilui Shechina. That's the literal meaning of the pasuk in Yeshaya. Rashi's struggling to make it mean skip over. The literal meaning is kitziporim afos, like birds that hover over an area. Kain yagen Hashem tzvakot al Yushalayim. Hashem will protect, haver, protect Yushalayim. Ganon, protection, v'hitzil. Pasoach, he'll hover over Har Tzion, v'himlit. While there's nuclear war going on around, Hashem will be the Iron Dome protecting Eretz Yisrael and protecting Tzion. So Hashem is hovering over the home. Now what happens when Hashem hovers over the home? So first of all, who can't get in when Hashem's hovering above the home? The mashchis, and that explains a very famous kash in the pasuk. Pasuk Hashem ala Pesach, v'lo yitein ha-mashchis avol b'techem l'ngof. What do you mean? If Hashem has already skipped over, why would the mashchis come in? Pasuk Hashem ala Pesach, v'lo yitein ha-mashchis avol. Pasuk means I will hover above your home, and like in the pasuk in Yeshaya, I'll protect it. When Hashem's hovering above the home, who can't get in? The mashchis. V'lo yitein ha-mashchis avol b'techem l'ngof. So the experience, listen carefully, was hovering. The effect was skipping. When you woke up the next day, you saw dead, 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 no dead, 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 dead. So in your mind, there was a skipping over of death. So the second shot is also right. That also means midaleg. But the mechanism was not skipping. The mechanism, Hashem didn't skip over the home. Hashem hovered over the Jewish homes, And then because Hashem hovered over the Jewish Jews, the Mashkos couldn't get in. Since the Mashkos couldn't get in, the next morning people woke up, oh, death, 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 no death. And it looked like Hashem had skipped, or the death had skipped over the home. So Rashi doesn't quote that pshat. Rashi only quotes the two, but really Pesach has three meanings. One meaning is I'll show mercy. The chemlasi, Rashi quotes that, it's in the Medrash. It's hard to know where that comes from etymologically, but it may come from that pasuk in Yeshaya. Where does it come? What's the root of chemla from the word Pesach? Maybe because you have rachmanis on someone that's lame. Hard to know. But Rashi quotes the classic of skipping over, but the pasuk in Yeshaya and the pasuk in which Hashem, who is poseach, and the mashlis doesn't come in, makes it sound like that the word Pesach literally means hovering. But that night, the word Pesach took on a new meaning, a bitdaleg, because the impact of the Pesach of the hovering was skipping over. So those are the three meanings of the word Pesach. Friday has become grab bag day. Thursday is now Rashi day. So Friday we just talk about physics and biology and etymology and whatever else. Shabbat Shalom. Welcome to the Wiesens and the Hindens. Welcome to the Yeshiva. Kol HaKavod for you guys.
And the Fleischers and the Uses.
Who's that? Fleischer?
Is that Fleischer?
Okay.
Yishai's son?
Yishai
Fleischer?
Okay. Yishai from Chevron.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know Yishai use.
So these, they all live in a frog?